from the East Coast, gateway to the fifth dimension. This is Interstellar Radio with Ivan Teller.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you for joining us for tonight's, or Saturday night's episode of Interstellar Radio, Fifth Dimension. Fifth Dimension Radio. Tonight we have a guest on. It's Gina, and she is also taking your calls if you'd like to call in. We are going into disclosure dream and also questions from others about how do their kids, what do you tell your kids about all this, about this whole alien disclosure, metaphysics, that's one of the questions that I received, and we have other places to go. So, all right, bring her on. Hello, Gina.
Hello, how are you?
Hello there. All right, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, and the topics are exciting tonight, and I'm happy to be part of it.
Yeah, so if you have a dream, you wanted to go into that, people like to hear about it, no doubt.
Sure, absolutely. So I did have a dream, or what we call a dream. I feel it was a very lucid dream that I had a few days ago. And the feeling of this experience is still with me today. That's why I think it's a little bit more than just a dream. But I'm still trying to figure it out. But what I do know is what happened was the time had come for disclosure. And how I know that is I had the experience with a group of people, folks that are enlightened and aware, and folks that are disbelieving that this could not be real. So it was a big, a lot of different personalities involved. But what triggered the awareness of the disclosure was this light that appeared up in the sky, and it was in the shape of a boomerang. And this light was symbolic of the beginning. Now is going to be revealed. Okay, it was a sensation of that. So I was excited, and others around me. In fact, Ivan, I think you were there, and we were very like, finally, it has arrived. Yes, I'm so excited. But then other people that were there, the skeptics, were saying, this is just a staged event, and who's in charge of putting this show on? And so it was a little disheartening for me. Like, I felt really sad that people are still not accepting this as a reality, and that they're mm-hmm. so stuck in their egoic behavior and not opening up to the possibilities. But at any rate, their opinion wasn't going to stop disclosure. So, after the boomerang light came in front of us, and we were just so grateful for this opportunity, out of a craft that came out from the side. So it actually did. It's not like I watched it come from above and land. It just was there to my left.
Yeah.
And out of this craft were just a few, I'd say maybe five or six of these beings were very peaceful. They were clothed, which was unusual, but not in the clothes that we would find in our local store. It was just very different. And they were shorter, very humanoid, and they walked by just so that we would have the experience of their essence. And then what it appeared to be for me was a personal interaction without words with the beings. So it wasn't a collective it wasn't like a presentation to a group of people, even though there was a group there. It felt like they were interacting with this individually. But yet, they weren't engaging with words. It was just their essence, engaging with our essence versus our form. They were not, they did not present threatening. It was very peaceful. But I also felt this sense that they were instructed not to engage.
Yeah.
With us. Yeah, they just were very gently presenting themselves. And so I walked away from this, and then I just came back to 3D. A little disappointed when that happened, but I was here and reevaluating the situation. I'm like, no, bring me back. But it was such a beautiful, for me, a beautiful experience, one that I truly hope to have again, and maybe even to have a little bit more interaction. But yes, that was the experience.
Yes, excellent. A lot of people would definitely like to hear more stories like that. That shows, yeah, basically, I feel like Yael were there and I believe it was mostly the Pleiadians, but it was a Yael presence there also. That's what the boomerang ship, it feels very Yael. I believe that was in the Phoenix Lights.
Okay.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, I knew that there was a significance to that. It was a big deal. You know, and the faces were a little bit more pale, but glowy, like they were glowing. So a very, very possibly Pleiadian being. So at any rate, that was my experience. And I've had several different experiences with lucid dreams. And I just feel like that one was just taking me a lot closer than I had ever been before. Yeah, just in that, where it was an integration. So I am someone who has had an experience with light beings my whole life, and those experiences don't take place on Earth, meaning whatever is happening happens in a different dimension. This is the first time I had a lucid dream that actually took place on Earth in three dimension, where they were integrating into the third dimension. If that makes sense to you. But normally my lucid dreams, my interaction is I'm a visitor there, or they take me there.
Yeah.
Where here,
it feels like
they were here.
Yeah, cause or maybe it was other dreams they had. It feels like you went to some kind of like a disclosure chamber of some kind, or a kind of like a holodeck of something around those lines.
I think it felt like a test almost, right?
Yeah.
To see how would people react, and I feel that might even explain why there were beings there were humans there that were already denying this as even being a reality, even though it was in front of their face, even though they had seen what I had seen at the same time. They were just not, you know, willing to go beyond their egoic form to say, you know, people understand at their stage of evolution. And I think that not everyone is going to have similar experiences during a disclosure. This is just what I'm feeling. Anyway, that would be my interpretation of that experience.
Yeah, every time I try to talk, I get Something's trying to stop me from talking.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right when we went live, it's like, oh, I can't talk. And that was happening again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, big surprise. I was fine until I was until this came on.
I don't think that they want us to go beyond that, though. Like, I mean, to describe beyond what I just shared, that's all they wanted me to see. So I know you and I both understand that there is a lot more to that than what was shown.
Well, it feels like others were, in your dream also from the 3D. Of course, they didn't wake up and remember it. So you were not alone from what I'm from it. So other
people
just mentioned were there too.
Say it again?
It feels like not just you were there. I mean, there was others sleeping, in that dream with you from our world is what I'm getting.
Correct.
Yeah.
And like I said, I knew the other awakened people with me. I knew of them, and I knew we were all one, and we were all connected. And then I felt sad for the ones that were not quite there. I am an empath, and I never really identified myself clearly, but as a first wave blue ray indigo, I don't know if you're familiar with that, coming in the year that I was born.
Okay.
I came in as an indigo. That means that my third eye, or what is explained for many years, Nancy Ann Tappy, she was a scientist that studied back in the day in the 60s, around the 60s really. She did a study on children being born at the time, and she had this ability to see auras. And she was reporting that she was finding a lot of the children being born during a certain period of time, which happens to be time that I was being born, that their auras were of indigo color, which is why they're called indigo children. Now we are indigo adults. So one of the traits of an indigo is having some very deep empathy. And so in this dream, that came out very strongly. Like I had a lot of sadness for people because I felt that was more of a, like a suffering. And so anyway, that was just a quick example of what is an indigo, but. And many people don't even realize there's so many categories and so many names that are given for light workers that are out there. And it doesn't really matter, in my opinion. I think a label is irrelevant. We all know who we are, and I think that's the most important part of this, and understanding it and being able to help other people on their journey, because they need people who can share experiences and encourage them to really dig deep into finding their essence, who they are.
Mm-hmm. To go into your, because not to name names that are on the radio, but some that are very paranoid about the government.
Mm-hmm.
One just got kicked off YouTube for did not go into that name, but it is. Government's behind everything, basically. And if there is a peaceful alien disclosure, some are just in that paranoid mode. So,
well, it is unfortunate that some people, and this goes back years and years before my birth, that they made a decision for us that we were not capable of being able to handle the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I as simple as that sounds, it has made a rippling effect through generations of, and then to keep up with the veil, right? The schools, the religion, the government, you know, that was a big task to have to undertake to keep these things away from the public to avoid pandemonium. And their opinion, let's just go back to the fact that this was a decision made by a few people about the masses.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't, I think that if we were, if it was part of our conditioning from the beginning, I don't know how that could even possibly be a difficult comprehend for us to, something difficult for us to comprehend, if you understand that if that's part of who, you know, from the time that we're born and our and disclosure occurred, that would just be something that we would be learning in school and we would be talking about with the government. So
yeah,
it's unfortunate that there are still people out there that you know, are not open to see beyond what they've been told. But,
oh, yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, there are people out there that are trying. So I think that person you're speaking of was more of, as I would say, an alarm clock for society. Like, you know,
yeah.
Boy, that person sure did have a loud voice and a loud opinion, and that's great. You know, all opinions are welcome. We're all in,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's what the whole idea
yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Is to share. But he was, well, this person was a, like an alarm clock for others to say, listen here, there's something else going on, right?
Yeah, but I think some of it was when he got removed is to cool down the paranoia. It's like, you know, you got your message out. Now we're muting you. Something around those lines.
Oh, yeah. They are, you know, and that's what happened. And I think that in doing that, and this is my opinion only, that it that creates more, I think, concern for people to say, wait a minute, if they can take one person off of YouTube, and they were planning that for a long time, that they can take all of us, they can shut us all up, and then what do we have? We don't have an opportunity to express ourselves freely and share information and experiences as part of our evolution. That's important.
Oh, well, that's true, but I don't think, I mean, they've already been doing that quietly anyway. I mean, I think for the most people are going to be fine, which is the other.
I do too. They underestimate the power of the people.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, people.
Oh yeah.
People are more than just one identity. They're a form and they're an essence. You know, you've heard of the saying, "Boy, I thought I knew that person, and I guess I didn't." But you knew a part of that person. So to assume that everybody is the same and unable to comprehend is ludicrous. I think that as we go deeper into who we are and beyond form, we have that ability to comprehend this absolutely, because that's we come from this. This is where we come from. This is our history.
Well, we have a caller online. If you'd like to take a call, we'll see if
there's
going to be a question. Well, they're taking questions in case the caller is listening. All right, so questions only. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Greetings, Ivan. One of my questions that I wanted to ask. On the perspective of the Black African-American community is the ancient tale about the big-headed scientist, Yakub. Now, was this a reptilian negative being?
Gina,
I couldn't hear the question. I apologize. Can you tell me what the question was, Ivan?
Well, the question that I want to give was on the perspective of the African American community about his scientist Yakub. Was he the reptilian?
the beings that I experienced?
He was one of the 12 beings, ascended beings that he had came down, and he started, I guess, genetically modifying, blonde, blue-eyed,
Starseed. Right. Thank you. I apologize. I was having a hard time with the hearing. I did not get a sense whatsoever of a reptilian being at all. My experiences and reptilians, as I don't know enough about it. Ivan would be more, experienced in that. But I didn't feel negative energies, and I don't mean that all reptilians, but according to what Ivan has shared with us before, and other folks have, that they're not all negative. But I did not feel a presence of reptilian whatsoever. I felt more of a humanoid beings that were present.
Okay.
Yes, humanoid.
Yeah.
Love. They might have love.
Okay.
They might have some reptilian in their DNA. I feel there's something there.
Well, I got some reptilian DNA.
I just felt like that this was a loving experience. Just one of love and encouragement.
Okay. So where does the black community get this big head scientist Yaku painting his own way? Where did that start to, I guess, transform into something negative?
Say it again. I'm having a hard time hearing.
When you talk, it comes out muffled about that.
Let me speak a little bit louder. Yaku, the tales go that he was one of the ascended, and one of his background was in genetics, and that I guess he was shunned, I guess, from the others, and that he decided that he wanted to start seeing, a certain type of different ways and stuff that started, I want to say, I don't want to be, manufactured because you don't know if it's the truth or not, but he has, I guess, star-seeded the blonde-haired, blue-eyed race.
The star seeds, right. Okay. So if you're asking about the, can you go ahead and start? Because, like I said, I've missed the first part, and if he's asking about the star seeds, blue-eyed and blondes, can you tell me more about what he is talking about so I answer correctly?
Well, this is Marvin, right? This is Marvin.
I'm trying to figure out what type of being was Yaqub. I'm pronouncing his name right.
Is this where's the history? I'm not picking up the name. Where is this Egyptian or is this?
I want to say Egyptian or somewhere. I want to say in the Mesopotamia, somewhere around
feels like a lot of Egyptian. And you're saying where the black people came from? Is that what you're getting at? Or
that's correct.
Okay. Well, the difference, what I'm getting is a lot of them were actually blue Palladians in the past, and they're, you can say when the Earth went to third dimension, a lot of them became black. Is what I got.
Okay. So it was more like a transformation.
That's my feeling on it. Like the lions, they say that some of the lions are blue in the past, and because of the sun, a lot of them became yellow. But when I pick up like with African American or Africans, however, the black, I see them a lot of advanced blue Pleiadian beings, very advanced, and then
because sometimes we're more like animated, and sometimes, coming from my perspective and stuff, I'm trying to figure out where does all this come from. There's some people that may not be educated, within the black race, that sometimes it'd be like a lot of misconception. My thing is, I think it's a lot of fears on both sides of the spectrum where it's this miscommunication,
Oh, yeah. Well, it feels like a lot of Anunnaki got involved with the blacks and really kind of tried to turn them into a slave race, and it didn't work out as well as they thought it would. A lot of them went against the Anunnaki, and of course that's why the blacks are treated the way they are now, like slaves. They really take a beating.
So this is why we have this long-lasting, like, not spite, but almost like a little attitude, as you know, as if like we didn't ever forget what really happened.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because they took the bigger brunt of the abuse, at least in the past. And yeah, because they had still around. Yeah.
So if I may interject, I want to ask the caller, do you believe in a reincarnation at all?
Well, I believe in it because this is in our family lineage. Our family lineage comes from Nat Turner. So it's been a lot of, through history, American history, to our ancestors, where they say he was a slave abolitionist, but I believe he was somewhat one of like a medium. And so he got a little bit of misuse and download for the reason why he did. He had to do what he had to do and stuff. You know, some people's eyes might have been a lot of negative and stuff. So I'm just trying to get the perspective from a different standpoint. Because I have a lot of stuff happening to me, I know that I can't really explain.
Is it possible? Do you believe it's possible that you have returned at this time in your form that you are, but in a previous you may had taken on a completely different form in another experience? Do you believe that to be true?
Yes, some things that I have and certain ways that I feel like I feel.
Right. So then why attach yourself to one form when you've had many forms, right? So inherent life patterns. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Well, we do inherit life patterns, I believe, conditioning, and we have influences in our form. So when I speak of form, I mean in your physical, what you see, you know, and you know, your body, your color, your heritage, your body, your shape. But
some
the essence of who you are.
I have some days I have my good days and I have my bad days. I wouldn't call it the feeling time because I'm more inward and stuff, and physical on the outside don't pretty much, I guess, excite me and stuff like that, because, you know, I guess I won't feel myself handsome and stuff like that, but I know I kind of have something about me that attracts a lot of people. I know I do have that type of ability. I can attract a lot of people. But as far as feeling sometimes confident and stuff, manifestly, some days I feel good about myself, and some days stuff about my form. I feel like I was something different, you know, even though I'm 6'7" and 188 pounds. Some days I don't feel like I'm really like, okay, well, maybe if I was a little bit shorter or something a little bit more different.
So what you're saying is, if I heard you correctly, there are some days that are harder than others in the moving past form. So it sounds like you're identifying too much with where you are today versus beyond form, your essence, you're a human being the form, and being the formless. And the formless has taken on many different bodies and different times, if you are a believer in that experience. But I understand that it can be frustrating and difficult when you have these feelings because you do inherit life patterns through those influences I mentioned before. And so for me,
for some reason, I think it was something to deal with relationships.
So say that again? You think it's what?
It has something to do with a relationship.
Yes. Ivan, can you tell me what he's saying? I can't hear.
Oh, about a relationship.
Has something to do with a relationship.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Whatever my past life reincarnation was, that was the relationship. It's carrying down our way to that where I'm
okay,
right
so
now.
Karma. So it sounds like you're speaking about karma.
Uh-huh.
Well, uh-huh. I have a little interjection here. What I see around you is that, of course, take it as you want. I see you as like a wealthy, could be a Greek, could be some of white in the past, or a past life. A wealthy somebody, probably of lighter white skin, or something around those lines. They're not giving me the full details of giving me Egyptian. But you did have like an interracial relationship too. And that was like heresy with your family. And so you're kind of figuring that out now. You're like, you know,
right.
Now you're feeling that side of it.
When I see that type of stuff, it kind of, you know, kind of shuns. Like, you know, you shouldn't, that's like, well, something you shouldn't mess with right there. So I see a lot of my friends do a lot of that stuff, and it's not a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, time does not free you of karma. So in order to understand or to break free from this, it sounds like it's something that is restricting you in some way. I don't know. Look at yourself to understand what it is that you need to address from inside instead of outside sources or people or influences from the outside or your friends. So, like I said, this is really part of the spiritual awakening within you.
Well,
and
I kind of thought it had always been like a battle between, I come from a military man, Air Force. So I always kind of thought it was always almost a certain type of standard, you know, in their eyes. I always like comparison, especially within age of what my mother and father was doing at the age that I'm doing now. But, you know, those times are different. So,
all right.
It's almost like dog talking tolerance.
Well, again, you know what? We are not our families. We're not our history. Those are experiences. And we can recreate what it is as we are spiritual beings going through an awakening. Those awakenings can be very difficult and confusing. And it sounds like it may be something beneficial for you to have one-on-one private session with someone, a spiritual counselor, to really dig deep into that. Even maybe they do some kind of past life regression. I think, Ivan, you offer something.
Yeah, I'll offer. Yeah,
that might be something like helpful for you to explore. But instead of identifying with what is going on in around you outwardly, that I think is restricting you from your spiritual growth inward. And so to release yourself from that and release yourself from identifying with those things outside of yourself, okay, if that makes sense, then I think that you may find your that conditions put on that the conditions around you have, you know, put on you.
I don't know, I maybe picked up something or weird enough, because I used to, a certain time, you know what, where I think it probably happened, I had this major car accident. I don't know if you guys could probably pick this up. Back in 2003, and around the same time my grandmother was having an accident. And I made my mind up that I wanted to go. I don't know if this has something to do with it, but I changed after that car accident in my life. Performing and the things that really got me was how would people think about me, how, you know, their eyes, how. So I'm not sure if that that probably change something? Or?
Yes, of course. That was a significant spiritual experience for you. Maybe you didn't understand it at the time, but it definitely made some changes.
It wasn't a fear. It was more like, okay, right here, face, you know, what are you going to do? And so I made the right choice. I grabbed my friend's hand and I told him I loved him. And nothing, you know, I'm straight. So, you know, I knew that I wasn't probably going to survive, but ended up, we just both survived the whole thing and stuff. But during that time slowed down for me. And so that kind of intrigued me right then and there, where it was almost like, I wouldn't call it an out of body experience, but almost like I blanked out, my spirit was somewhere else. It was almost like it was transmuted, and almost my whole life, just flashed for that few seconds. And I made my mind up that I wanted to go, but for some reason.
You didn't.
I didn't.
Because you had a contract before you came here, and you have to fulfill it. That would be my belief. You see, at that time, you were engaging with your higher self, okay? But it wasn't time yet. You have things to still accomplish here, and gifts to give back to the people and Earth, you know, to help us with our evolution. So if you were to make the decision at that time, then you know you would be breaking the contract that you had made before arriving here. So thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for your call. We have to go into other subjects. Okay, all right. Thanks for calling in, though. All right, blessings.
Have a good night.
Interesting. Yeah, very good. Very nice. I do have a subject matter of. I have a question that was brought in about if you have kids, what do you tell them about aliens and all this? Do you have any thoughts on that?
So it is definitely a personal, you know, choice for a parent to decide if that is something that they want to do. I don't know that it's for every parent, but depending on their age, and how much do you know, and in that, what are you willing to share? So I think it's very difficult to just narrow it down to one answer. I think it's very individual. It's a good question, and it is a dilemma as a parent, I can imagine. So I think that based on your level of understanding of what is going on, you know, one of the ways that I always spoke to my children when they were younger about spirit beings, I didn't talk to them. Mm-hmm. They're older now. They're in their 20s. But back when they were younger, I spoke of the angels and spirit beings. And so how do you explain to a young child about something that they cannot see in 3D, that it's in their mind's eye, in their heart? Mm-hmm. And outside of religion, you know, this is not a religious conversation. This is different.
Yes.
So I guess we talk about one of the ways is, you know, when they were younger, I spoke of the society and has created marketing opportunities on the holidays, right? So they talk about the Santa Claus at Christmas, or the Easter Bunny, or the Tooth Fairy. And so why is that okay to have those conversations on those beings versus spiritual beings? So I would treat it the same with my children. I said, well, you know, just like we talked about the Tooth Fairy, there's actually the angels, and the angels that I associate with, and I would talk to them about the different angels and Archangel Michael, and take one at a time and introduce them to each one and what do they stand for. And so they were understanding that at a young age. If the question is about, well, what if we do have disclosure and beings arrive that are not like, that don't look like us, how do we explain to our children what they're seeing? You know, it's a hard question, but let's look at the animal kingdom. The animal kingdom, we accept the animal kingdom, right, as a different species than we, but they are here sharing the same planet as we are, but they're just look in a different form.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think your kids are seeing anything. They're just the information to understand. You know, how does a parent
I would stick to what you know, and only what you know, and what you feel comfortable with. As a parent, I chose to talk about the archangels, and that although that we can't see them when we open our eyes all the time. Sometimes you can, but when you close your eyes or in your third, you know, in your third eye, you will be able to experience the blessings of the archangels, and that's what I did with my younger children. If anybody else has any other ideas, that's great, but as a parent, that's the avenue I chose to go. As far as aliens, what do you want to talk to them about? You know, be very careful that you're comfortable with the conversation. Is it something that you want to just, why do you want to share it with them? Is it because, you know, you want to provide them the exposure at a young age? Absolutely. I think we all should have been doing that a long time ago. They are here, that they have been here, but I think that it's going to be at their level of understanding as well as your level of knowledge of what you know of the topic. So it is a very individual. I don't think that there is just one way of doing it.
Oh, I have some breaking news. John McCain just died.
Who?
John McCain. You know who that is? Please tell me you know
who
that
is. Of course. And you know what? Yes, of course
gone.
I do. And you know
Thank
what?
God.
I
Thank
knew
God.
That this morning. I had a feeling of that this morning.
Oh,
I
really?
Most certainly
Good.
Had a feeling of that this morning. I don't know what it is and why that came up. I'm not the person that talks politics. I'm like, I run from talking about politics. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But I, for some reason, it came to me today, this morning, and I can't believe you're telling me that right now. Really?
How was it? Yeah, done on my mind. Just the headline just came in.
Wow, interesting. So let's see what's going to go down now, because I believe we talked about things go happen in threes.
Yeah, it's true. Wonder what's not. Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, I'm surprised because he just stopped treatment for his cancer, brain cancer, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I feel
breaking news.
Because he kept a lot of the dark going. And so now he's not here, a lot of it's going to loosen up. So.
Maybe that's why they're, I don't know. What's the correlation?
I don't know.
We're going to find out.
Yeah. Sometimes better.
Well, sorry but it is what it is. I don't think that anybody really is going to be surprised. And he was very ill.
Yeah, he kind of lost his soul. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a whole nother day.
I've had people tell me, like, Donald Rumsfeld? He shows up as a reptilian in their dreams. And I imagine McCain's not much different. Keeping the deep state going.
I have some ideas, but I don't want to get into that tonight.
Okay. Yeah, celebrate some other day.
We'll break that down another day and explore it. But there's definitely some new things on the horizon, without a doubt. Yeah, look at the planetary alignments is still going on. We talked about this a month ago, and look at what's been going on with the hurricanes and the volcanoes and the earthquakes. So there's been so many things that we talked about that could possibly happen a month ago is absolutely happening right now as we speak, unfortunately. I know my friend is in Maui right now, and she's safe so far, but those storms, those earthquakes, those fires, the earth is in transformation, is crazy. And now we're going to have some major, and we talked about this already, that in September, coming into September, we're going to see some major, major things happening, big news coming in September, and that's a week away.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
Anything's fine.
It's all good. You know, we just can't put fear into people. That's the only thing. There's no reason to fear. False evidence appearing real. Just have knowledge. Just be aware. This is us just knocking on the door to say it's time to wake up, open your eyes, and start, you know, see for yourself.
No, I have a question here. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Rh negative blood.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got a question. Where does it come from? Any alien connections?
So it is said that it is definitely coming from alien descendants. Yes, it's a very rare blood type. And so the people that have Rh negative blood are linked to alien bloodline. That is what has been taught and spoken of. Beyond that, I can't tell you any more than that. There is a definite link. It has been linked in the scientific world to the alien bloodline. Or they say because there are some properties in the blood that do not link to the human lineage.
Okay,
so that's why they put it in a separate category. Rh negative people cannot have Rh negative positive blood. It would kill them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's very important. Let me tell you something about blood type.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't really know, unless you've had your blood, maybe you were in the hospital, unfortunately, they had to draw your blood and they had to match your blood and you got an accurate reading, good for you. Know that. Some people never really had that testing. They just were told what their blood type was by their parents. So I'm not alone in this story, I'll tell you. But I was told what blood type I was my whole life. I go to the hospital 40 plus years later, and I find out I'm a different blood type than what I was told my whole life. So you know what? It's really important for us to know what our blood type is. If you are Rh negative, I would definitely encourage you to pick up some books, do some research, and dig deeper into that. They say Rh negative starseed children.
I think everybody's a starseed child. At least that's my opinion. But I think everybody's connected in some shape or
form. Well, you're right. Because that's, again, going back to being categorizing, right, and putting a name on it.
Yeah.
But the Rh negative is specifically was said different. To be linked to the alien, right. Mm-hmm. Starseed children, we are all starseeds from different forms. But there's a direct link. So I don't know enough about it to speak intelligently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it means that it's more recent. Could it be a more recent connection?
Like
I don't know.
An Illuminati bloodline, of course, obviously they're going to be connected to something like that. It does feel like it is recent, though. Of course,
probably be the difference between them and all other starseeds.
Yeah, because obviously they want a hand in everything. It also does feel like, I know that sounds weird, but blood type can even change. At least that's what I'm getting.
Well, what did I just say?
Yeah,
I was told I was one blood type, and then I go to the hospital and it's something else.
Yeah, they're talking, it's like, yeah, it can't change. It's like, what are you talking about? But yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? I thought all along I was able to donate blood for everybody in the world, but I currently am not.
Wow, that is something wrong.
Incredible, yeah. Incredible. But that was a very good question.
Yeah, that's the question for it to end. Let's see, is Hawaii, is that still getting hit by the hurricane? I haven't. Or is it already?
The last update I had was a few hours ago, and there's power outages. My friend in Maui is without power, a lot of flooding, but nothing significant. So that is her experience, and that was messaged to me through Facebook. So that's her communication with me right now. It's through messaging on Facebook. That's the only way she can get through to me right now, I guess. But I'm not getting it. I read that about an hour ago. So it looks to me that it's being steered away from the eye is being steered away from the islands, according to the track.
Yeah. It's funny, Florida, knock on wood, we haven't had any storms like that. But it's funny how Hawaii has gotten two, which is super rare.
Could it
be
that our president has a home here? I don't know. Could it?
Well, he's not.
But his home, Mar-a-Lago, is here.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't know. Who knows what else.
But that was me just making a joke because I have no idea. But he does have a home here in Palm Beach, Mar-a-Lago. But there were, what I understand, if I saw the graph correctly, was there three hurricanes in the Pacific?
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there was only one that was threatening Maui at the time that my friend was talking to me from there. So, but either way, So they're safe right now. So we're going to keep hoping for that.
Well,
I'm just really grateful
that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was different ways of looking at the hurricane. It's like, you know, it has a lot of Lemurian energies in Hawaii. And it could be that they're stirring things up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds weird, but, you know.
No, it doesn't sound weird. I understand. History,
yeah,
repeating itself?
Or just stirring things up for what's to come. I guess we'll find out. You know, we got hit last year with, what, four hurricanes? Something like that. And now Hawaii's getting hit. So,
mm-hmm.
Of course, there's other
stuff
around the world.
Everybody was like, oh, hurricanes, everybody in Florida, you know. But now it's not even, the focus isn't on Florida that much these days. Then nobody knows anymore where they're going. They're just really very powerful. They're very powerful, these hurricanes, and so they're not to be ignored. You know, but besides that, there's those earthquakes, too, going on all over the world, and people are experiencing a lot of traumatic experiences in their communities, whether it be fire or earthquakes or hurricane. I think that...
Yeah.
We can interpret it in a thousand different ways, and everybody's going to have an opinion. Religious folks that are, you know, focused on their religion are going to have, you know, seek the Bible to interpret what's happening. Spiritual people are going a little bit in a different direction. So I don't think that this is where we're ready to come together with one idea of what's really happening quite yet. There's too many opinions about it. Speaking of opinions, I'm sure whatever we speak of today, there's going to be some people that are going to absolutely love what we're talking about and some people that are going to totally hate what we're talking about, and that's okay too. That's why I wanted to leave the phone open today if somebody had a question or comment, because all comments are to be respected. And as I opened earlier with you saying, you know, that... You know, people do understand at their level of evolution, and that's how we're interpreting the events that are occurring around us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Your interpretation and my interpretation may be along the same lines, but somebody who is, you know, studies the Bible, and I respect that, are going to go look in the Bible and say, this is what, you know, the Bible says is going on. That's okay, too. There's no wrong answer. We don't have the answers. Nobody has the answers. We are here to just have a conversation and share ideas and interpret what it is our life experiences have been, and to share with other people so that they know that they're not alone in those experiences, you know, not to feel isolated, not to feel frightened by them either. You know, when I was a young child, I didn't have anybody to talk to about my experiences with extraterrestrial beings. I didn't, because I didn't know what it was until I was an adult. And that was a very scary time. So if your child, going back to that question that someone had about, you know, talking to your children about aliens, you know, find out if what kind of experiences that they may be having, or, you know, talk about dreams. That is a good indicator of what's going on, too. Sometimes events that happen can be misunderstood as dreams. That's the way the mind protects itself.
Well, definitely during a beginning awakening, the first thing is people get scared in the beginning stages of it. You know, that's the first, you know, they think negative because they're not sure what they're dealing with. So that's normal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the idea is to come out of that. So.
Well, depression and anxiety. Let me just make that clear, too, because it's not uncommon for anxiety and depression to be the first stage of an awakening person. That will soon pass.
Definitely. All right, we're running out of time. So any last messages for everybody?
Well, don't be afraid of what's going on. Just make sure that you seek the right people to ask questions. And don't be afraid to reach out to Ivan. Or if you have any questions after the show, Ivan will get you in touch with me as well. I'd be happy to help anyone with any questions if I can. And thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me back on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, definitely enjoy hearing your point of view. So it's definitely helping
people
awaken. So,
pleasure.
All right, thank you again. All right, have a great night. All right, take care.
Have a great night. Blessings to you.
All right, much love. All right, thank you everyone for tuning in. This is Interstellar Radio. The date is August 25th, 2018. So we're signing off for tonight. The next one will probably be next weekend. And we'll try to get some guests on. If not, we'll have callers. So if I have to call in, 8 p.m. Eastern will be the time to call in on Saturday. I would do more of these shows throughout the week, but we'll see how it goes. So, all right, much love, everyone. Have a great night.